This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Observations are my choice. No matter what I do in life, observations are my choice. I have the opportunity to observe whatever I would like to observe. I have the opportunity to look at anything I want to look at. And I have the right to not look at anything I want to look at. We've all experienced life, and we've all experienced experiences, and we've all seen things, and then we've all not seen things. How many times have I looked out the window and seen a beautiful tree? Now, beyond that tree was a whole garden filled with flowers, and I didn't even see it. I didn't see it because my consciousness was on the tree. And I was looking at the tree and I was thinking, what a beautiful tree, what a glorious tree, what beautiful limbs it has, what beautiful leaves it has, it's so glorious, it's so beautiful, what a lovely shade tree, what a beautiful tree. And I missed the garden behind it. Now, I didn't miss the garden because the garden wasn't there. I didn't miss the garden because I was blind or I was unaware. I just missed the garden because my concentration was on the tree. We go through life with our concentration on our observations that we make by our choice. What observation would you like to have that's yours? Now, we had a friend visiting the other day, and they were telling us all about their wonderful mate. And they were saying how this woman was such a beautiful woman, so fabulous and so grand. And then they started to tell us about the experiences that she had gone through on the operating table and so on. And I thought, oh, no, 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 no. But we do this. Those are the observations that were so impressive to that person about this wonderful woman of theirs, and they had to tell the story. Now, at first, all I ever knew of that woman was that she was beautiful, lovely, thoughtful, a wonderful mother, a wonderful wife, a fabulous woman in every way, shape, and form. Now, he wanted to broaden my scope on that woman as to what she had gone through and how she had come through it and the role that he had played and the wonderful things that he had done. And I thought to myself, if we could just stay away from those things. Now, that she had those experiences, that's a fact. That she went through them beautifully, that's a fact. That she's a magnificent creature in handling those things, that's a fact. But what is it that I want to know about her? I will not be close to her. I will not be living in her household. I will not be talking to her children very often. I will not be talking to her husband very often. I will not be doing these things. The only thing I'll be doing is having a mental picture in my mind of this fabulous woman who is most amazing in every possible way and done these things. And then, lurking around the edges of my observations will be the stories that were told about her operations. And I think to myself, how do I clean those stories out of my mind? They're not important. They're past. They're over with. And I don't want to live in the past. I don't want to reiterate the past. I want to live in the present, in the now. And so, the only way for me to do it is every time I hear this person's name or hear speech about her, my thought instantly goes to lovely woman, beautiful mother, wonderful woman, beautiful wife, wonderful woman. I do not go to the stories he told about the operations. I release that totally. I will not let that enter my mind. I let it enter my mind to tell you the story, but it's only for us to build our own consciousness. Observations, they're my choice. What observations am I going to make in life? What attention am I going to give? What attitude am I going to have? Do I see this man having the most wonderful wife in the world? Yes. Do I see this woman, the most fantastic woman in the world? Yes. Do I see her children respecting and loving her with all their heart and soul and being? Yes. Do I see her as a super lady? Yes. Now, what benefit is there for me to see the past or any experience that she's gone through that was a ennobling experience, true, but what benefit is there for me to know about that? Not at all, except that it takes me away from the beautiful picture I have of her in being a totally pure in her original purity and integrity, a magnificent woman in every possible way. Now, you and I, we can each do this for ourselves. And when we do this, we begin to live in the life that we pay attention to. Are you looking at the tree or are you looking at the flowers? Either is all right. Are you looking at the tree and delighting in its presence and its power and its magnificence? Or are you looking at the flowers? Are you looking at both? But you see, every time you look at one more than one, then you sort of water down your power that you have of your observation. So, if you're looking at a person, yourself, or anyone else who has a healing need, look at their wholeness, concentrate on the wholeness, empower the wholeness, observe the wholeness, and make your choice to experience only that. That's what you can do. And that's what we do here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry. If you'd like to talk to someone, to a practitioner here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry, about the solution to some desire you may have, dial 1-866-650-5111. 1-866-650-5111. Each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner. Tell them you are ready to put a cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire. The practitioner will say, "It is done." And you will say, "And so it is." Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California. We are here for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.